We thank the Lord for the privilege of using the facilities of this radio station to bring you another Way of Truth broadcast. This broadcast service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking. We invite you to stay with us as we bring you the gospel on today's Way of Truth broadcast.
The preacher told about his love, about his saving grace, of how he came from heaven at Calvary, took my place. He said he gave his life for me and died there in my stead. As I turned to walk away, this is what the preacher said. What you gonna tell him when you see him face to face? Will you say you refused his love? He didn't take your place. What you gonna say, my friend, when he looks your way? What you gonna tell him on Judgment Day? I left the church that evening, not knowing what to do. The preacher's voice was in my ears. I knew each word was true. I knew someday I'd meet him and that his face I'd see. The words of the preacher man kept coming back to me. What you gonna tell him when you see him face to face? Will you say you refused his love? He didn't take your place. What you gonna say, my friend, when he looks your way? What you gonna tell him on Judgment Day? We never know the day nor hour when he shall come again. And if by chance we're called away before time shall end, before that great and final day, decide, friend, what you'll do. The words of the preacher man I now ask of you. What you gonna tell him when you see him face to face? Will you say you refused his love? He didn't take your place. What you gonna say, my friend, when he looks your way? What you gonna tell him on Judgment Day?
A very important question, because the scriptures do teach us that every one of us shall give an account to God for the life that we live. There will be a judgment day, and we will be judged according to our own life, to our own record, not according to someone else. I trust that you'll take the thoughts of this song very seriously. Heavenly Father, we do thank you today for the love of God that brought Jesus into this world so that we could be delivered from sin and have the approval of God upon our lives. We're thankful for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious congregation today. We're trusting the Holy Spirit will accompany it and make it a blessing to each one. If there be those in our congregation who are unsaved, may your love, may your Spirit speak to them, deal with them, draw them, that they might come to know thee, for to know thee is to know life. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It is a privilege to share this broadcast service with you. We do appreciate those who take time to let us know they listened and that our broadcast is a blessing. At the close of today's broadcast, we'll be giving you our mailing address, and we'd be happy if you'd take time to let us know that our broadcast is a blessing to you. We also would like to invite you to visit our webpage, where you can download a number of our broadcasts along with our monthly magazine. And our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org, www.wayoftruth.org.
You may have your worldly pleasures, your silver and your gold. You may pile up all the riches that this whole world can hold. But I'd rather have my Savior and with Him firmly stand. For I want to be ready to meet Him.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Which Shall We Serve? Reading Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. As Christians, we enjoy wonderful freedoms in Christ. Yes, if we are a Christian, we enjoy wonderful freedoms. There is freedom from sin. The angel's message to Mary was not that he would save his people in their sins, but that he would save his people from their sins, or to Joseph. And therefore, Christians enjoy wonderful freedom in Christ. Freedom from sin, freedom from the old covenant, freedom from the love of the world, freedom from the traditions of men, It is Christ's plan that we be free. For we read back in the first verse of this fifth chapter of Galatians, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." So Christ's plan is that we be free, but we must not allow freedom to become license, that is, freedom without any restraint, for the Word of God does not teach that. If we are not careful, the desires of the flesh can wreak self-destruction. Reading from Galatians again, chapter 5, and verses 13 through 15. "For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if we bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another." So if we are not careful, if we're not on our watch, then the things of the world, the things of the flesh, can wreak self-destruction. It can bring havoc to the soul and to the Christian life. The spirit and the flesh are contrary one to the other. This is brought out in our text of Scripture today, or following our text of Scripture today. "For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would." Now let us understand, Paul, in his using the word flesh here, is not talking about the literal flesh on your bones. The word flesh comes from the word Greek word carne, which we understand to mean that which is sinful or evil or wrong. And so when Paul says that the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and that these are contrary the one to the other, he's not talking about the flesh on our bones, but he's talking about the way of evil, the way of sinful flesh, the desires of the sinful world. And we are in a battle, as is brought out in this verse of Scripture. We are in a battle because the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And Paul says these are contrary one to the other. They are like two opposites fighting for our soul. Yes, understand what the battle is all about. Understand what the fight is all about. It's about our eternity-bound soul. And these two ways, the ways of the flesh and the way of the spirit, they are opposites. And they are waging this war in behalf of our soul. They are in opposition against each other. They are contrary one to the other. The Spirit, of course, that Paul is referring to here is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of God. And Paul tells us in verse 25 of this same chapter, "If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." Yes, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Now the flesh, that which is carnal, that which is sinful and wrong, pulls in the opposite direction. Again, Paul said in verse 17, these are contrary the one to the other. One is endeavoring to get us to walk the straight and narrow way, and the other is endeavoring to get us to walk the broad road. So they are contrary one to the other, battling against one another for our soul, for our affection, for our love, for our devotion. And the battleground is our heart. The weapons of our warfare, Paul said, are not carnal. They're mighty through God to the pulling down of the strongholds. And we're not talking about two armies out on a literal battlefield. We're talking about this battle that goes on in the heart of man. The battleground is the heart. And the choice must be made. And we individually are the only one that can make the choice. Joshua gathered the children of Israel together, as is recorded in the last chapter of the book of Joshua, chapter 24, and he challenged Israel to choose whom they would serve. Choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods are on the other side of the flood, the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Let me read in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews about Moses, how that he chose to suffer affliction with the people of God than to endure the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. So the flesh lusteth against the spirit against the flesh, and the battleground is the heart. And the choice is ours to make individually. No one else can make the choice for you. I thank God for my Christian heritage, but my father and my mother could not make that decision for me. They had an influence on me. They endeavored to teach me right. But when it came down to the bottom line, as the saying is, it was my choice to make. And thank God, when I was 17, I chose to take up the cross and to follow the Lord. And I have never regretted it. So the choice is ours individually. And the choice is between the lust of the flesh and the work of the Spirit, or the leadings of the Spirit. To follow the lust of the flesh, you cannot do the will of God. No, to follow the lust of the flesh, you cannot do the will of God. Again, Jesus has told us, no man can serve two masters. This idea that you are a sinning Christian is contrary to the teachings of God's Word. For that would mean that you have two masters. And Jesus said you cannot serve two masters. Again, you must make a choice. Yes, you must make a choice whether you are going to serve the Lord Jesus or whether you're going to serve the adversary, the wicked one, the devil. Through the power of the Spirit, you can overcome the flesh. Yes, through the power of the Spirit, you can overcome the flesh. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if through the Spirit you do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. So we read in Romans chapter 8 and verses 12 and 13. So if we live after the Spirit, we are going to mortify the deeds of the body. If you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, slay the body, or slay those sinful things which the flesh represents, then you shall live. So we must choose who will be our master, the lust of the flesh or the Spirit of God. But again, we cannot serve both. It is impossible. If you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the Old Covenant law. No, you're not under the Old Covenant law. Again, looking in Galatians chapter 5, this time verse 18, but if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. And Paul goes on and tells us in Romans 8 that for the law could not do, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Notice that, Romans 8 and 3. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak, through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. We are told in the 6th chapter of Romans twice that God forbids us to live in sin. And here again, we have the same truth brought out, that God condemns the living after the flesh. We cannot live after the flesh and have spiritual life. We cannot live after the flesh and please God. And the Old Covenant law, although it enlightened people as to what the law was, it did not give them the power to do what was right. The old law revealed sin, yes, but it did not give them the power over sin. But Jesus Christ coming in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. In other words, he suffered and bled and died upon the cross of Calvary to make it possible for us to live a life free from that which the flesh represents. Again, it represents that which is sinful, wicked, and evil. The law of the Spirit offers life. Yes, there is law. Of course, there's the New Covenant law, the law of Christ, and the law of Christ is for our good. God never requires anything to our detriment or to our harm. So the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us free from the law of sin and death. Yes, whom the Son makes free is free indeed. Another reason for living in the Spirit, if you live after the flesh, or lust of the flesh, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. Notice what the Apostle Paul has written here, again in the book of Galatians, and I'm going to read from verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So another reason why we should not live after the flesh, but rather we should live in the Spirit, is if you live after the flesh, you cannot, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. Those who are in Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts thereof. Again, we are told in Galatians 5:24, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. Paul has a lot to say in this 5th chapter of Galatians about the works of the flesh and the lust of the flesh, and also the fruit of the Spirit and the work or the leadings of the Spirit. Paul tells us in regard to the Spirit, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. As you look at the works of the flesh and look at the fruit of the Spirit, you see that they are entirely different. There's not one thing that's listed under both. No, they are entirely separate. The works of the flesh are sinful, wicked, and evil. The fruit of the Spirit is righteousness, peace, and joy. So if you live after the flesh, you cannot be a part of the kingdom of God, and you cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Now, to live in the Spirit is to walk after the Spirit. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. It was the Spirit that drew us to Christ. Yes, it was the Spirit that drew us to Christ. For without conviction, no one can be saved. Some people have the idea, well, I'm going to get saved whenever I want to. That's a mistaken idea. You can only be saved whenever God convicts you and draws you. Jesus said in reference to the work of the Holy Spirit, one of the things that he would do, he would reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. And we are told in Genesis 6:3, where God said, my Spirit shall not always strive with man. So it is the work of the Holy Spirit to draw sinners to Christ, to that fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Also, as Jesus told Nicodemus, we are born of the Spirit. If you're not born of the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. If you're not born of the Spirit, you cannot have spiritual life. Oh, you can join church, you can be baptized, catechized, sign a decision card, or whatever. But if you are not born of the Spirit, you're not a child of God, you do not have spiritual life. So it is the Spirit that draws us to Christ, and it is the Spirit that we must be born of. Also, we are sanctified and filled by the Spirit. And when we have the Holy Spirit abiding within, then we have power. Jesus told the disciples, as recorded in Acts 1 and 8, "But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." By walking in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Those who live after the flesh shall die. And if you continue a life of sin until you depart this life, it will be eternal death. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. A choice must be made. But remember, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If you choose to walk the straight and narrow way, it will lead you to life eternal. If you choose to walk the broad road, it will lead you to destruction. So individually, a choice must be made. Of course, I would challenge you to choose Christ and to choose life and life eternal. For Christ came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts to the hearts of each one of our precious listeners today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We do trust that it has proven to be a blessing to you. If so, why not let us know? And our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. And remember, if you have a prayer request that you'd like to share with us, feel free to send it in. Our mailing address again, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. Our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173. And again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. www.wayoftruth.org. If you'd like to be on our mailing list for our monthly Way of Truth magazine, you can find a place on our webpage where you can submit your name and address. Again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to be with us on our next broadcast. Till then, may the blessings of heaven abide.
Would you flee from sin and serve?